This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic dislocation this pandemic has brought has not hit everybody equally. That is not a surprise. We knew it was happening when the first shock hit back in March and April last year, and we've known it's been happening as the recovery has gone on. And the impact has been especially bad for undocumented immigrants. Jobs that they were often the ones doing, like construction and in the food industry, they were the ones that got shut down. And a lot of those workers weren't eligible for unemployment or stimulus money. Last week, the state of New York decided to offer one-time payments of more than $15,000 to undocumented immigrants who lost work during the pandemic. It's the biggest program of its kind in the country. It is also not without controversy, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Early on in the pandemic, you might have heard the narrative that COVID-19 was the great equalizer, a virus which affected everyone alike. Over a year later, it's clear that's far from the case. David Disregard-Kallick is with the Fiscal Policy Institute.
Undocumented immigrants, they're very much in the categories of either people who have lost their jobs or people who are essential workers and putting themselves at risk.
New York's new Excluded Workers Fund will offer undocumented workers as much as the equivalent of $300 per week for the last year. State Senator Jessica Ramos was one of the proponents of the fund.
We need this group of neighbors to be able to catch up on their rent. We need them to be able to spend money in small businesses.
Undocumented immigrants spend money like everyone else, says Claudia Flores from the Center for American Progress. She says the whole point of stimulus money was to get people injecting cash into the economy.
And when you leave the undocumented immigrants out of that, that means that families are making tougher decisions between, you know, where they spend.
Less money for local businesses, but the new fund had plenty of detractors. Several Republican lawmakers on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform are pressing the White House to review the fund's legality and, quote, protect the integrity of the American taxpayer. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.